Several University of Wisconsin-Madison scientists have contributed to a paper that takes a look at current and projected greenhouse gas emissions, wind speeds, and other factors, and the expected impact on public health. UW Environmental Studies professor Jonathan Patz is the lead author of the study. He says his collaborators have found that Milwaukee, New York, and other locations may see three times as many summer days with high temperatures in the 90s, which could dramatically boost the development of ground-level ozone, even if some emissions are cut.
If we're having success in air quality, higher temperatures will demand even further reduction of emissions for us to have the same level of air quality.
But Patz says if there are substantive efforts to reduce emissions, the U.S. would see an effect called co-benefits.
Especially fine particulates, the particles less than 2.5 microns, and other pollutants. If we were to reduce our burning of fossil fuel such that particulate air pollution would decline, we would save lives.
Patz also says better mass transit and more investments in walking and biking opportunities would cut pollution and boost health. The climate change study is being published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Professor Patz will also be presenting the paper at a climate change and health event the UW and others are sponsoring in New York City ahead of tomorrow's UN Climate Summit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.